This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. How many doctors does America need? Well, it's not an easy question. What we do know is that the population of America is increasing. It will increase by about 12% over the next 15 years, perhaps a bit more now that we're limiting access to free birth control. But the world is changing in other ways as well. The population is aging. New technologies are changing the roles of doctors through automating many tasks. And there's a growing number of non-physician healthcare providers, people like nurse practitioners and physician associates. Still, every day, 10,000 people turn 65, meaning that the population of people older than 65 will increase by 55% in the next 15 years as people live longer. Doctors, too, are aging. Within 10 years, one-third of all practicing doctors in the U.S. will be 65 or older. So do we need more doctors, given that it takes 7 to 10 years to train a doctor and hundreds of thousands of dollars? Organized medicine feels we do need more doctors, but we can't trust organized medicine. That includes both the American Medical Association, which is more often than not on the exact wrong side of what's best for the public, and the group that represents the U.S. medical schools, the Association of American Medical Colleges. Their leader, Daryl Kirsch, just published an article in the journal JAMA claiming that America does need more doctors. But he answered exactly as you'd expect the leader that represents medical schools and their self-interest to answer. He said we need more schools, and those schools and hospitals need more money. But he didn't answer using evidence. However, an objective assessment was completed a couple of years ago by the prestigious Institute of Medicine, which concluded that there was no evidence of an impending shortage of physicians. Now, the problem with American medicine is access and quality and affordability. In all three areas, organized medicine has served as a barrier rather than an agent of change. Studies also suggest that more doctors often lead to more services and higher utilization, but not necessarily better care or longer lives. Dr. Kirsch has it wrong. We have enough doctors, we just don't have them in the right places or in the right specialties. And doctors have spent so much time fighting with other health professionals over turf issues that we aren't practicing medicine with other providers as effectively as we could. It takes about $500,000 to train a medical doctor. When these men and women graduate, they are deeply in debt and tend to enter specialties and practice in locations where they are most handsomely rewarded with big salaries. Unlike most other nations, our government doesn't incentivize or require that graduates serve the public by practicing for a period of time in areas of high need. There is an urgent need to look at how to deliver health care in the future, but it doesn't necessarily require more doctors. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.